Blog Talk Radio.
So, yeah, that's true.
Praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network here on Blog Talk Radio. We are being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, you name it, literally all over the world. And we'd like to take a moment to introduce to you the man God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruit International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
God bless all of you who are on the blog tonight. This is your chief, and I'm just excited about being here just to give God praise and adoration. It's 9 o'clock. This is the time that we come before you each night to just say, Lord, thank you. We do honor you with by asking for prayers, anything that you need prayer for. And we just believe that God will answer the prayer. You're exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or even think for you. So I want to open up the prayer line for you before we begin to thank the Lord tonight. You know, it's just a privilege just to go to God in prayer. And it's a privilege to even have people who really are concerned about you. It's a privilege to have people who are compassionate enough to remember you in prayer, because God does answer prayer. Amen. I have a couple prayer requests myself. I'm going to ask you to remember Dr. Betty George Johnson. Amen. And our daughter, Demetra, and Raphael, and all of our grandchildren, especially Brita and Walpole. Then I want to ask you, Ambassador Gina Hodges' father died. I want to remember her. A little bit over a week. remember Joyce Long. You would remember me. I'd appreciate it. God bless you. The line is open to you if you have a prayer request. Anybody?
This is Sister Lucille. I'm asking for prayer for me and my children. God bless you.
I hear your voice, okay? Anyone else who has a prayer request?
Yes, 913 Ambassador Sheila, Ambassador Elect Sheila Brown, forgive me, Chief. Good evening, everybody. Last week you had put the McCullough family, and you prayed over the McCullough family, but 8 o'clock yesterday morning, three men stormed in my sister's apartment, and they left her for dead. She's in the hospital at KU Medical Center. We believe that they were looking for her son, and her name is LaRonda Cooper. That's my little sister. And then also you all pray for my next-door neighbor, Tanisha. She was assaulted yesterday evening by her kid's father, and she's in Providence Medical Center with three broken rib cages.
What's her name again?
Tanisha Whitmore.
That first name, Whitmore.
Tanisha.
But Tanisha?
Yes, sir.
Whitmore.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
It's amazing, Sister Sheila, that on Friday, Friends of Yates, which is a organization for domestic violence, I played there, as I was honored that day with it. I played there on Friday, and then here we all have all this domestic violence with the McCullough, your sister, LaRonda Cooper, and Tanisha Whitney, amen. So we certainly want to remember those who have been attacked by domestic violence. Oh, my God. These husbands and sometimes wives, they're not playing, and under some substance of alcohol or drugs, many times they will kill you. So don't receive this for any of these persons on this line. But we are aware of that domestic violence.
Yes, sir.
President. Anybody else?
This is Peter Chase. Pray for my right knee, and also pray for my spirit. My spirit is down. I need uplifting, and pray for my right knee, please.
Right knee.
Spirit.
Well, when I heard your voice, Sister Peterson, my spirits were lifted, and it kind of reminded me of one of our members at Amazing Grace. She came in my office, and she was so down. And she said, "Oh, Pastor, I don't know if I'm going to make it. I don't know if I'm going to make it." Anyway, she was like she was crying. And I never forget it. I said, "Well, did you read the news?" This was when they had that flood in Memphis, and the water was rising and rose about 40 or 50 feet. And then it was receding. And she said, "No, I didn't read the news." I said, "Well, in Memphis, the water's receding from that huge flood they had, and snakes are everywhere." She said, "What?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." And then one lady in Memphis went in her kitchen, and when she went in the kitchen, the news said there was a rattlesnake crawling up, getting ready to strike her. And it was a terrible situation. I said to that lady, I said, "Sister so-and-so, I said, did you wake up this morning?" She said, "Yes, sir." I said, "Did you go in? You got a kitchen?" She said, "Yes, sir." I said, "Did you go in your kitchen this morning?" She said, "Yes, sir." I said, "Was there a rattlesnake caught up ready to strike you?" She said, "No, sir." I said, "Run down that hallway and holler, glory, glory."
Hallelujah.
All I could hear was her hollering, "Glory! Thank you, Jesus!
Thank you!"
Ambassador Peterson, I got to ask you a question. Do you mind?
No, sir.
Did you go in your kitchen this morning, and was there a rattlesnake caught up on the counter getting ready to strike?
No snake in that restaurant.
Tell the Lord thank you. Tell the Lord thank you.
There was no snake in that restaurant.
Tell the Lord thank you. Tell the Lord thank you.
I've been thinking, but that's something I'm going through. Just kind of got me down. Spirit coming down.
Yeah. God has been mighty good. Amen.
Yes,
some things.
Yes,
yeah, some things that happened that the Lord didn't let happen to you. So we're going to give him the glory. Anybody else with a prayer request tonight?
Yeah.
All right. God bless you. I'm going to pray. But does anybody feel led to pray just before I pray? If so, let's have another prayer. Some of you are prayer warriors who are growing, amen, and you don't mind praying for people on the line, and you don't mind offering a word of prayer for anybody. The line is open to you. Come on, one of y'all, jump in there, and y'all are jumping there right now.
Lord God, I come to you, Lord God, first of all, to say thank you. Thank you for you being who you are. Lord
yes,
God, thank you for being everything that I need. Lord God, thank you for being my portion. Lord God, thank you for being my health. Thank you for being my strength. Lord God, thank you for being my provider. Father, thank you for being Jehovah Jireh. Lord God, thank you for being the master of the universe. Father, I thank you for being Lord of Lords, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for being King of Kings, Lord God. Father God, I thank you for all the lashes you took, God, going to Calvary's cross. Father, most of all, I thank you for your innocent blood. And dear God, I thank you for your plan. Lord God, I thank you that your Son gave up the Holy Ghost and ascended into heaven with you, and your plan was made perfect. God, I thank you also for dying for mankind. Lord God, you had us in mind from the foundations of the world. And Father, I just said thank you. I love you. I adore you. I appreciate you. And you are extra awesome, Lord God. I just love you. I glory in you, Lord. I thank you for being my heart fixer. I thank you for regulating my mind. I thank you for my will being your will tonight, Lord God. I thank you that you invited me in, Lord God. I didn't come to you, Father God. You came to me. And
thank
I thank you the day I accepted the
thank
invitation.
You,
thank you, Lord God, that I am a partaker in you, God.
Yes,
I believe
you.
I trust you. I love you. I thank you. I magnify you. You are all that I need, Lord God. And I know apart from you, I can do nothing but fail. And, Lord God, you're showing me day by day I cannot do nothing in my own strength. Lord God, I can only do it through you. Father God, I also come to you asking you to forgive me of sins of omission and sins of commission, and I thank you for the forgiveness of sin, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I come to you holding Chief Ambassador, Lord God, Dr. Bernard Johnson, before you, Lord God. First of all, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you that he is walking upright. Thank you that he is a true man of God. Thank you for all his labor. And, Lord God, thank you for his accolades. Lord God, you were giving different people the other week different things about President Obama, Lord God. And a few days later, Lord God, he got high escalated, Lord God. If I'm not saying it right, you know what I'm trying to say. Lord God, that means a lot when you're inducted into the Hall of Fame for being a gospel man, Lord God. I just thank and praise you for what you have done for him. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. He needs encouragement. He needs his arms lifted. And, Lord God, I thank you that you give him his heart's desire, Lord God, when he was reading his escalades that you gave him. I appreciate that, Lord. And I love you, Lord God. And I thank you that he invited me to Amazing Grace the other night, Lord God. And They were not, he was nice, he was gentle, he was kind, because sometimes preachers, Lord God, do not really fellowship and stuff like that when you're having parties and different things like that. He walked the floor. He mixed. He mingled with everybody. He's just the original, true man of God, Lord God. And I thank you for the joy that he shared with me and my family that night. And, Lord, I thank you for the invitation. He did not have to invite my grandchildren, Lord God, but he thought enough to get us out the house, Lord God, and I praise you for it. Lord God, I thank you for Lady Dr. Betty, a true, upright woman of God, a kind, a meek, a special, a woman that walks in humility. And she, some first ladies are uppity. I'm not saying they are, Lord God. But this lady is just genuine, and she's just down to earth. And, Lord God, she opened her ministry up for me and my family. And, Lord, I thank you that she was so sweet, and she was that way from the beginning, Lord God. She just made herself, just made everybody welcome with hugs and kisses and praying over my daughter. And, Lord, holding my daughter in her arms, able to cry in the first lady's arms, Lord God. She was doing a lot, doing many things that night, but she found time to do that, and, Lord, I praise you. Then she come and she asked for prayer, Lord God, for my daughter, and, Lord God, not only do I thank you for my family, Lord God, I thank you that people were coming in the church, Lord, from right and left and left and right. It was so many people there from the neighborhood and other members. Lord God, I thank you that they had the opportunity to come in to your house, Lord God, and maybe, Lord God, and if it be your will, would you send them back there, Lord God, for the generosity and the love and everything was shown. No one was stingy. They blessed everybody, Lord God, and I thank you for that. Father God, I thank you for her children, Lord God. Anisha, if I'm saying it wrong, Lord God, you know who I'm trying to say. And I thank you for Raphael, Lord God. I thank you in the name of Jesus for me and their heart's desires, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I also thank you for the grandchildren in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for the training and the wisdom and the godliness, the training you've given them through your parents and grandparents. And I don't take it lightly. Yes, they're little godly children. I met them, and they are so respectful, and you know they have been trained. And I thank you for my first family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I also thank you for the women that was at the church that night. All those women made us feel so welcome. Lord God, that church should have been named Amazing Grace. Lord God, those women are sweet. I'm not bragging on them, God. I'm bragging on you. I'm bragging on you. Even the older mothers made us feel so at home. They're walking around. They're playing games. Nobody being stuck on stupid, Lord God, and clicks and all that mess. Lord God, I thank you for that church and that ministry. Lord God, it starts with the head. And, Lord God, it appears to me in the spirit that the people are falling, the head, the true man of God. I thank you that they were so nice and sweet, the women were to me, Lord. God even gave us blessings for my grandchildren. Lord God, I just glory in you because that church is amazing, Lord God. I praise you for Brother Skates, Lord God, and his family, Lord God. I praise and bless you for Sister Lucille and her family, Lord God. Sister Gina Hodges, Lord God, I ask special blessings over her for her generosity. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, I lost a father 3 years ago, Lord God, and I know you will not do what you've done for me, for one child, and will not do it for Sister Gina Hodges. But I ask you in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus, would you rock her in the cradle of your arms? Would you please, in the name of Jesus, give her a clear understanding? Would you walk through this with her in the name of Jesus and the other family, Lord? Would you walk with them through this time of a bereavement, Lord God? Father, I ask that you would please show yourself strong and mighty through with this family, Lord God. And I ask special healings over Sister Gina, Lord God. You said there's no weapon formed against her shall prosper in the name of Jesus, and with your wounds she's healed. And I thank you, Lord, for taking them through this time, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And would you please cover that whole family in its entirety. Father, I thank you for every ambassador. I thank you, Lord God, for every ambassador elect on the phone. Lord God, I ask that you will meet us where we need to be met. You are our author. You are our finisher of our faith, Lord God. Only you know. We don't know everything, but we serve a God that do know everything. In the name of Jesus, Lord, would you please bless Mother Peterson and give her all that she stands in the need of in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord. I ask blessings over everyone's family on this phone, their husbands, their brothers, their sisters, their sons, their daughters, their in-laws, and everybody connected, their ministries, Lord. Dr. Hagen and Brother Hagen, Lord, I ask special blessings. And, Lord, I thank you for her behind the scenes, the work that she does for this ministry, Lord. And I ask that you will continue in the mighty name of Jesus to lift her husband and to heal him completely in the mighty name of Jesus. And would you pour back into Sister Hagen everything that she's poured out? Would you refill her cup up and let her run over and over and over? Thank you, Jesus, for it. Lord, I thank you for the mother of the nations, Lord God. I thank you that she's an outgoing, a humorous woman of God. But when it's time for business, she's down for business. And I thank you. And like Pastor said, there's nothing wrong with having a little fun. And I thank you for it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, Mother Brent, you know where she is. Would you please keep Mother Brent in your care in the name of Jesus? Mother Forshay, if I'm saying it wrong, Mother Forshay, I believe. Lord, you know who I'm talking about. Then, Lord, Sister Riley and the Garnets, I believe. And, Lord, someone is in my spirit, the George or Gores. I may not be saying their name wrong, right? But, Lord, I've been thinking about that couple, the Gores or George. You know who I'm talking about, God. Would you please bless them mightily in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord? Sister Betty Baker, would you please continue to bless her and give her all she stands in the need of in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus? Father God, we invite you in. Lord God, we plead the blood of Jesus over your prayer line tonight, Lord. Would you saturate it in your blood? Would you saturate it in your anointing, Lord God? Would you prick hearts and minds, Lord God, that we may praise you, Father, in the name of Jesus? And, Lord, I ask special blessings over my little sister, LaRonda. First of all, I ask for her soul to be saved, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, if this is a wake-up call, Lord God, I thank you that you let her live through it and she's not dead. She still have another chance to get on Straight Street with you, Lord God. If you can get me on Straight Street, you can get anybody on Straight Street. And, Lord, give her a heart and a mind and a will to line up with your word, Lord. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Would you bless her children, Lord God? They're here with me, Lord God. Give me the strength to walk it out with her children, to give them the right answers that they need and godly answers, and not to tell them so much, Lord, you give me what to say. Your word says, I believe in 1 Peter 4:10. If I'm wrong, Lord, forget it. Forgive me if I'm wrong. I believe it says, say only what God will have you to say and serve only like you serving God, Lord. You know what I'm trying to say. We studied it in Sunday school, Lord. Give me all that I need to be a helper, Lord God, to people, to my brothers and sisters, and even to the unsaved. Lord God, you helped me when I was enemies of the cross, didn't want to hear nothing about Jesus. Lord God, you sent people to help me and to rescue me, and I know it's paid back time. I know I can't pay you back, but Lord God, I am helpers one to another, and help me to do it and do it with a smile and joy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. For some people never see Jesus unless they see it in us, Lord God. Let me not move in Sheila. Hide me behind the cross where they only see God, Lord God. Father, I just thank you. I glorify you. I praise you for the beautiful time at Sunday services today, Lord God. And I thank you, Pastor, that you, that they've been praying for Second Baptist, and today my pastor come to me and said, let's start our foot washing services on next Sunday. Lord God, I honor you for that. I honor the prayers of the saints for praying for my pastor. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, raise Second Baptist back up where it should be in you, Lord God. Or if not the people there, Lord God, let us use our spiritual gifts that you have given us. You said there's two or more gathered in your name, touching and agreeing in the thing, Lord God. You said I'm a God in the midst of it. Father, I just thank you. I just love you, and I just praise you, and I magnify you for everything, God. In Jesus' holy, holy name, I ask and pray these things. Amen.
Father, we just add to this prayer tonight that you would look on Mother Owen, look on Joyce Long,
yes,
Lucille and her family. Look on Sister Sheila, restore back into her that she poured out tonight.
Thank you.
Look on the McCullough family, her sister, Ron Cooper. She would be saved. Heal her body from that thought. In the name of Jesus. Be sure with her. Heal her in the name of Jesus. Help them to have peace in their body. Look on. Sister Peter, heal that right knee.
Thank you.
Oh, God, thank you for touching Dr. Betty and looking over the beach and Rusty, all my grandchildren. We give you glory and honor for him. In Jesus' name. Let's begin to thank the Lord here. That's what we come for, to give him glory. I'm asking all of you in every area, folks. I don't want to have to ask you two or three times. As good as the Lord has been to you, you ought to just come on in. And let's begin to thank him right now. Let's do it right now. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you for great help.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.